You've read the book, I'm sure.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, he was, and that was so interesting how he, you know, he made the chair to tell, of course that part was fiction, but in writing that book, he told a whole lot of history of the country. It was real, you know. Mm-hmm. And
that may be where you have your, where you got your own talent for writing and for telling stories, do you think? Hawthorne would be a good master.
Well, now, he was one of them. Yes. He was an influence, yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he was from, Massachusetts, was it? Mm-hmm. Or Maine, which? Massachusetts, was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was having grandfather to relate. The chair, you know, was relating these things, and grandfather had the dream, you know, and all. That, I thought that was just really good. I never did regret reading that. But Uncle Tom's Cabin, oh, it was so extreme. Of course, I don't know how you stand politically or anything like that. You know, whether you're sent this way in the north or the south, however that be, it's according to the way the understanding we get of anything about the opinions we form. And I remember my father in his older days, mother said, right after their marriage, in his younger days, he wouldn't talk about the war. But he said that was the most saddest, most regrettable war. And he said it wouldn't have been fought except extremists on both sides, both the South and the North.
Right.
And I think, what little I've been able to learn through the years, I feel like that's the way it was. And you know, Henry Clay, the Compromise of 1850, that he brought up, I can't remember, just it's been so long since I studied history that I can't quite, you remember, I guess, kind of what he's compromised. He was going to make a compromise between the North and the South about the slaves and about state rights and things like that. Well, he was a great man, a great American, and they just ignored that, of course.
Yes, well, both sides didn't seem to want it. Neither side wanted to compromise.
No, that's it.
Yes, but certainly a tragic thing. I agree with you about Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was just some propaganda. Really.
Yes, she was a woman. I hate to say anything against my sex. I thought she was great in a way, but I think she was fanatic. I think she was so fanatic.
Yes, she was.
And you know, we can all. It's possible for just ordinary people to be fanatical about anything. Mm-hmm. And she was a talented person, bound to have been, and great. But they're just like the rest of us. They have their faults too.
Yes.
And I think that she was fanatic.
Out of proportion.
And she saw the world, the very worst part of it, and depicted that. Well, then came on, I read, what's that other one that I thought was on the extreme? A Southern book by John Fox Jr. No, not John Fox Jr. Thomas Dixon. Oh, you know, I guess you know the one I'm trying to think of. The Leopard Spot.
Oh, yes.
The Leopard Spot.
Yes.
And he pictured the other extreme side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, in the South and how it was. Well, I just thought, well, both of them, he got the extreme side on the worst of it on his side. And Harriet Beecher Stowe, she got the worst of it on her side.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was good education, though, to have to be exposed to those points of view. For you, it was.
Sir.
I said, for you, it was a very good education to get to know both sides, to read about them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it helps to know both sides. It helps anyhow. Mm-hmm. There's usually some truth on both sides, and some extremes. And I think it was.